As I approach the 2-year mark of losing my full-time job with somewhat decent salary, I can't really say, health benefits, etc. This time of working from home and struggling to make ends meet has really called for me to really emphasize the importance of self-care. And I hesitate to use that word because it sounds very self-indulgent to emphasizing the self too much. You know, when I hear self-care, I think about stupid Instagram and TikTok influencers, you know, with a 12-step skincare program or going to a spa for a massage, all these things that I don't care for. But it is of utmost importance for all of us to take moments for ourselves in solitude and reflect upon how we are doing. It's that self-assessment and recognizing, how am I handling things? And what can I do to better handle things so that I can be a better member of society rather than one that is always taking, or one that is kind of siphoning every fragment of hope and peace around them? Because if we're not careful, we can easily become so self-absorbed in our own problems and our own pain that we unknowingly spread this pain towards others like a virus, and that causes other people to have to engage in self-awareness as well. And if they're not aware, then they're spreading it to others. And instead, we recognize how other people have harmed us with their own suffering. And we don't use that as an excuse to inflict suffering on others, but instead we just allow it to transform us and maybe learn from what their pain can teach us. It's almost that now, but Albert Bandura, you know, social learning, you see, you observe others and how they act, and recognize, how am I acting? Or maybe if we encounter the same situation, and to behave a little differently. And I know I'm talking in the abstract here, and I apologize, but when someone else isn't dealing with their own mental issues, when they aren't accepting responsibility for their words and actions, that can indeed bring us a lot of harm. But it's important for us to not just say, you know, this stops here and stops with me. And take some time each day to reflect and say, how does this person's actions, what does that speak about me? And what is it that I can learn? But also, how can I develop the qualities within me that serve to better humanity and all creatures, all things, all created things? Even if it's just a means of smiling towards that exasperated person you might see on the street. Holding the door for someone. Or letting that person in traffic. So that's really what self-care is. It's that recognition of the wounds that other people inflict upon us, and not having so much pride that we feel the need to inflict those wounds upon others. It takes a little bit of time in self-care, not self-indulgence. That self-care will develop peace and inner strength.